sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to the Sex and Happiness Show. Have you ever thought to ask yourself, you know, in your mind sometimes, like, wow, if I could just be a little bit more satisfied with my job, or if I was just a little smarter, maybe I'd be happier, or maybe I'd score more, you know, in terms of meeting people if I was a little brighter. Or maybe you think in your mind, boy, if I could just lose some weight, then I'd really be happy. Or if I could just have some more money, maybe I'd be happy. Well, today I'm going to be talking with two guests who can help you be happier right now and sexier too. The first half of the show, I'm going to be speaking with a man who coaches people for their genius and brilliance. And in the second part of the show, my guest is a full-bodied woman who has learned to love herself right now in her body the way it is. And she is very sexy. So I think you'll be able to get something either way for your own life, whatever it is that you say inside yourself, whatever your complaint, your constant complaint is that you haven't dealt with yet, I think you're going to be able to get something for yourself. So again, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and I want to introduce you to my first guest. His name is Otto Siegel. He's an author, a speaker, a master certified coach, and as founder and president of Genius Coaching, he partners with corporate executives, business owners, and bright teenagers to discover their natural genius in order to build their lives and careers upon it. His passion is to collaborate with brilliant people between ages 6 and 76 to help them find out what they really, really want to do in this new economy where so many innovative solutions are needed in every area of life and business. Otto, it is my pleasure to have you on the show today. Welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Lori. It's my pleasure to be on your show today.
Wonderful. Now, listen, this is so important, this whole notion of, you know, what does it mean to be a genius?
Yeah, first of all, it sounds so not sexy when you have a closer look than the first look, let's say. But in the reality, let's start with Einstein, because he said about more than half a century ago, there is a true genius in everyone. I mean, he clearly knew what he was talking about, definitely. And he was definitely most of his life not happy until he found out what made him tick. And therefore,
you mean Einstein wasn't happy?
No, in the first half of his life, for sure not. He struggled a lot the first 25 years of his life. And he had a very unhappy marriage the first time around, and he got divorced as soon as he became famous. But then things cleared up for him significantly as soon as he left Europe for the Nazis, of course, and then moved to the United States. His life changed significantly, became more happier. But he got recognition and fame and also attraction through his brilliance, of course.
You know, we got to stop the show for a second. Because I'm not hearing you clearly.
Oh.
Just can you go closer to the mic?
Yeah, is it better now?
I don't know. Tell me a little bit more about Einstein.
Einstein, he was not happy in his first part of his life, but then he changed significantly once he got to fame and fortune.
Yeah.
And got a vote.
This is better. We're going to start again.
Okay.
I'm just going to start the whole intro again, and then when the tech comes in, he'll just cut the first half. So let's just be quiet for a minute. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and I am bringing you... No, stop. Hold on. I just got all screwed up. Here we go. Five, four, three, two. Hi, I'm Lori Handlers, and you're listening to the Sex and Happiness Show, and welcome. Today, I want to know from you if you've ever asked yourself in your mind, wow, if maybe I could just be more satisfied with my job, I'd be happier. Or maybe if I had a little bit more money, I'd be happier. Or maybe if I was just a little smarter, I'd be able to meet interesting women or interesting men. Maybe if I lost weight, I'd be happier. I don't know. If you're somebody who asks yourself that, and I know I used to, so I think most people do. Today, I'm going to be talking with two guests who can help you be happier right now. In the first part of the show, I'm going to be speaking with a man who coaches people for their genius and their brilliance. And in the second part of the show, my guest is a full-bodied woman who's learned to love herself in her body right now. And she is definitely sexy. So if these issues, if this being brilliant or not knowing if you are or not is something that plagues you, or if you're not in the perfect body right now, this show today is for you. My first guest is Otto Siegel. Otto's an author, a speaker, a master certified coach, and is founder and president of Genius Coaching. He partners with corporate executives, business owners, and bright teenagers to discover their natural genius in order to build their lives and careers upon it. Otto's passion is to collaborate with brilliant people between the ages of 6 and 76 and help them find out what they really want to do in this new economy where so many innovative solutions are needed in every area of life and business. Otto, welcome to the Sex and Happiness Show.
Thank you, Lori, for having me today on your show.
Yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful to have you. Now, I want to know, what is this, you know, the word genius, like, and your business, Genius Coaching, what does this mean to, what does it mean? You know, am I a genius? Is everybody a genius?
Absolutely, it is. Some people just hide it better than others. I mean, the genius, first of all, I like it because I have no spelling mistakes. People can spell it right away and easily. So somehow it is common knowledge. And actually the story goes way back to the Roman Empire. They had the idea and philosophy and actually medical belief even that every child will be born with a kind of protective spirit that brings the best or represents the best of them, and they called it genius. And so there was a deep wisdom, and still is, that every baby that's born is uniquely gifted, uniquely bright, uniquely smart and fit for this life, ready to make a unique contribution.
And I used to be a school teacher. I used to teach like fifth and sixth grade, and then I taught college. And I think I'm a genius, but I wasn't happy in school, and I don't think our schools are set up to give every child their gifts.
That is so true. So the school is set up to teach common standards and rules that everybody makes fit into the same society, which is very necessary. But the uniqueness that every child is born with totally goes unnoticed. And that's why most of us have been de-geniusized early on in life, because the fitting in was much more important than you as an individual personality. But if you just think about the little boy who started to swing a golf club at age 2, and with this one sentence, you know already who I'm talking about. Now, he was
Woods.
Yeah, his dad, instead of telling him, wait until you are, let's say, 10 or 12, and then we talk about golf. No, he bought him customized golf clubs to help this boy practice. And he developed it all the way to a genius level. Now, Tiger Woods is definitely not a genius in human relationships. You figure that one out.
Are you saying that if we were tapped when we were really little, like, for example, I think my father threw me into a swimming pool before I could walk. Uh-huh. And so swimming is like, you know, swimming to me is like walking. It's like breathing.
Right.
You're saying that if we were tapped early enough in some way by either a parent or a teacher or a coach like you, that we would have turned out differently.
For sure. Oh, absolutely. The only tricky part is every genius is a specialist. It's different for everybody. So the school system cannot figure that out. And the only parents who are dedicated to observe every single child and find out little clues from how he or she plays early on in life, how she talks, how she shows up in her development, that gives out the hints to figure it out what actually the specialty could be. Once you figure that out, you are really happy because you have no problem with the career choice, you have no problem with making money, you have no problem to become an expert in your field because you just cannot simply do it enough, what you love to do and you are good at. That's the simple recipe.
Well, it's okay, so I got a lot of questions for you because by the time you see people, I mean, it says here that you work with 6 years old to 76. It also says you work with bright teenagers. So, but by the time you get to a corporate executive, you know, and you're working in a company, these people are already formed. How, and you know, I used to do consulting in corporations. Not only are they formed, but they're resistant. They're resistant to change. So, yeah. How can you bombard through their, you know, break through their natural resistance to change?
Because they simply suffer. They have a job, they can hold it for, let's say, half a year or 1 year or 2 years, and then they simply develop the big B, the boredom symptom.
Okay.
When a change stops, switch career, jump ship, corporations lose the biggest, highest performers because nobody can explain why. They still did not find their unique specialty. And the body sends signals, I'm not totally there yet. That's where I come in. We help them find and fine-tune it till they hit actually bullseye. Once they do this, they can adjust their career to who they are and not the other way around, to fit into career. And that's a deep, deep insight and aha. And from that on forward, they still can make all the money. They can even make more money when they're happy. But when they're not happy, it will be always a struggle.
So what you're talking about, I mean, this is, you know, it's not, it's, it feels like it's common sense what you're talking about, although I know it's not common sense because I know how the school system works and I know how corporations work. So it's like this, it's a niche, it seems, that you found that's very unique for being able to have people find their greatness, and through their greatness, they then find their happiness.
That is exactly, well put in words. That's why my clientele is so crazy all over the place. It seems like I work in all over the map. In reality, I'm laser focused on high performers who suffer. So little children develop ADD just to entertain themselves. They develop all kinds of symptoms because they simply don't fit in the school system. Their giftedness, brightness, super talent, whatever you might call it, might just simply be outside of the norm, outside of the system. And then they suffer their way through the system, of course.
Well, I did.
So did I.
I mean, I can just say to you, I used to chew bubble gum in college. I used to chew big wads of bubble gum in the back of the room, like in my literature courses. And the professor would say to me, you know, you're distracting. You're blowing all these bubbles. And I would say, I'm blowing the bubbles so I could stay up.
Right.
You know, because it just was droning on. School put me to sleep, but I loved being there because I loved being with the kids.
That's,
you know,
right.
The other kids.
I love to socialize because I know you're a very social person. I had the very same issue. I love to be with my peers and joke and have fun, but I daydreamed all day long because I got everything the teacher said in 5 minutes. Why should I sit for another 40 minutes and listen to eventually the last one in the class would get it? That was just way too boring for me.
I get it. It's too bad we weren't in school together. I think that this, what you're talking about here, this ability to become happy through finding out what you're really great at, finding out what you're really brilliant and a genius at, I actually think this can also mean, like what you were saying, like they get bored and then they start daydreaming or they get ADD, but they also might become sex addicted. Like they could become obsessed with sex because that's raging through the bloodstream at the same time as all this boring schoolwork is going through the system. So we're going to, when we come back, we're going to take a little short break now, but when we come back, I want to talk to you about how this might affect people's sex lives. Because, you know, this is, we're talking here about sex and happiness, and I really get the clear line for happiness. And then I want to talk, I just want to see like how this could affect people sexually as well, because I think people are also brilliant as lovers, but they have no permission.
Yes, it's a big commission. Let's talk about this.
All right, so we're going to take a short break. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness, the show. I'm Laurie Handler, as your host. And my guest right now in this segment of the show is Otto Siegel, who is a genius coach, and he coaches people of all ages, people between 6 and 76, to help them find out what they're really, really great at. And he's just sort of cracked a code, if you will, with me on this first part of the show about the education system. And we're going to crack some codes for more happiness and sex as well when we come back from the break. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And are you someone who's in pain or unable to sleep? Have you ever heard about how the body needs glutathione, or could you use a boost of energy in your life? Try LifeWave patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is like a small Band-Aid designed to help your body with the challenges of life from lifestyle or simply not getting enough of what your body needs. You can even use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to LifeWave for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about the patches and how they reduce stress and inflammation while increasing your energy. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to find out how you can order your patches or consider becoming an independent LifeWave distributor. That's 714-928-6399. Okay, well, we're back with my guest, Otto Siegel, and we're talking about genius coaching and how it could affect you, especially if you're in a career that you're trying to fit into and you just don't fit into it. Maybe you need to find work that fits you. That's what Otto's talking about. That's the basic premise. Otto, before the break, I asked you about whether people, you know, I got this feeling that people daydream about sex. So... when they're bored in school. So I just wanted to ask you your take on that.
That is so true. And a lot of teenage clients I have this, first of all, the daydreaming, and then it can really expand into a really solid sex addiction over the years and over months sometimes. Because one of the things that genius has have in common is not only intelligence, the number two is sensitivity, and the number three is intensity. And all of these attitudes, attributes, want to have an outlet. So if there's a boring daily life, what else is closer than either picking food or picking sex for an addiction? And that happens a lot because the body looks for an outlet to lift intensity. That's why these addictions are showing up on the behavioral scale, and they try in their rush for happiness, somehow they associate it with sex. But sure enough, they're in for a rough awakening and the root awakening when they go deeper into the addiction, because they might lose even the taste for sex just with the addiction raging in their bodies.
It's so interesting. This is so interesting. I mean, it's just like you found, I feel like you're cracking a matrix, you know, like in the movie The Matrix, when they crack through the code of how everyone else is, but how it, you know, that's like, that's like killing, that's the death part of the world, and they crack through. Morpheus cracks through the matrix. I feel like that's what you're doing, Otto. Like you're exposing some things that are simple, and yet our culture treats them with medications or treats people like they're outcasts or they go to addiction counseling or something.
And the success rate of these addiction counselings are very, very low. Now, the latest is recovery from internet addiction for all the video game players. And sex addiction is right on number three after gambling. So these things are very, very common. They have epidemic proportions. And what I do with all my clients, one of the first coaching sessions or seminars or lectures, I ask them to pull out a coin. And then I do a little exercise with them and say, okay, let's say one side of the coin is sex addiction. Now flip the coin. What's on the other side? And they might not come up with an answer, might come up with several answers. They look for the opposite instead of the other side of the same coin. And the other side of the coin is always suppressed intensity. And once it's
Always, wait a minute. Always suppressed intensity. That's
That's right.
just that's brilliant. That's brilliant, Otto, because that's, I mean, that's I guess what makes people shrink.
Yes. And then, of course, the guilt kicks in and makes them shrink even more. And all the other frustration, disappointment, and sabotage feelings around it make sure you don't grow personally. Instead of flipping this coin and then, okay, now I am an intense person, that's why I have an addiction. But now I want to find the right outlet for my addiction, for my intensity. Let's say it would be something I could sink my teeth in and really develop it all the way. Guess what? The symptoms just disappear over time. And that's why it's so crucial for all of us on the show, and for every human being for that matter, to find your fingerprint in the world of talents and strength. If not, it's always a hit or miss, and it can be very expensive and emotionally extremely draining. It drains your life energy over time. Because the body is not stupid. The body wants to live more and unfold more and grow all the time, beyond puberty, beyond adulthood. And if there is not an outlet, it sends signals. Like addictions, like sicknesses, like bad habits, like self-destructive patterns. Once you find what makes you tick, actually what's right with you instead of what's wrong with you, you're in good shape. And you can have a happy, intense, joyful, playful sex life just as part of your personal fulfillment and enjoyment.
It sounds great, you know, because the other thing I just what you're saying, I mean, before earlier in the show when you were talking about how you know, people like they get unproductive in their jobs and that, you know, these executives quit their jobs because they're not doing what they love to do. I imagine that they quit their marriages around the same time
Oh
as
yeah.
well because they're not fulfilled anywhere.
That's right. What shows up
So
at work shows up at home, of course, and shows up in the intimacy. They might not even be able to intimate connections anymore because they are for intimate connections because they're so worried just about the next day, what they should do. They have no future in themselves. And actually also interesting on a teenage level where you see these things even more raw and unfolding. Interesting enough, teenage suicide rate is higher than ever. And we talk about the year 2011. So something
yes.
is fundamentally wrong with these assumptions that we are based upon.
Yes, I agree with you, and I it's astounding. I mean, it's just astounding that you could come in, and in moments, really, it seems like it wouldn't even take so long to get somebody back on track to where they're supposed to be. Now I know you have a book, and
Yes.
what the book's name is, Yes, You Are a Genius.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Yes.
so people right away they can get the book and they can find out, they can get encouraged to get in touch with you.
Yes.
So your website is geniuscoaching.com.
That's correct. It's
All right.
genius.com. You can also have the direct access to the book, simply thegeniusbook.com.
Okay, thegeniusbook.com. It's great. I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I remember my mother saying to me that I was so intense, you know, she asked me if I could like tone it down.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're laughing. You know, I said to her, I remember saying to my mother, look, if I could put, I don't know how to tone it down. Pouring water on me does not tone me down. Uh-huh. Like, there's no way I can't be anything but what I am.
Yes.
You know, so I rebelled, but I'm sure there were things that I could have done better in if I had just been encouraged to be my genius instead of trying to parrot back a bunch of stupid things in school or worrying about how much sexuality I had.
Exactly.
You know, because I had a lot.
Yes. And just learn how to enjoy it and how to communicate like you do now with your workshops, with your life's work. I mean, you take the consciousness about sexuality to a new level to make it a real joyful experience without any guilt, without any shame, without any regrets, but also without any exploitation and any sacrifice and any compromise and any addiction. That's a huge job you do, and I just adore your work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I adore your work. I'm excited. I mean, I have to just say, I think that people, if you are listening to the show right now, you need to go to the Genius Book. .com and get yourself this book and then find out how to get in touch with Otto, because you could be living a really unfulfilled life. And why? I mean, sex and happiness is about having it all, really. Transformation through pleasure. Why would you want to sit there and not have a change? That would be just phenomenal. Otto, you're brilliant. You're a genius.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the whole notion of this. I love the idea of people getting happy and getting brighter instead of getting dimmer, instead of getting, you know, their star turned off, you know, their lights turned off. I'm excited about them getting turned on.
Yeah, totally. And also to go to the roots of being turned on and joyful and not just sticking with the symptom. I mean, sex is a wonderful expression of happiness and joyfulness. But I think not a lot of people are that in that position, even sexually. So they still look for some relief or some openness in this area. It would represent their whole lives. How about the whole life being joyful and the light shining brighter and brighter over the years instead of getting dimmer and dimmer, and the happy and healthy and joyful sex life is just a natural part of it, like eating and drinking.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's really great. Well, Otto, thank you so much for being my guest today. Everyone, this is Otto Siegel. I'm going to be signing off with him. You want to go to geniuscoach.com. I'm sorry, geniuscoaching.com or thegeniusbook.com to find out more about Otto's passion, which could become your passion as well. Otto, thank you. Everyone, please stay tuned. The next part of the show is going to be about being in the body that you have and allowing yourself to be in that body right now. Feeling sexy, feeling alive, feeling wonderful. When we come back, I'll be with Juliana Rose. Stay tuned. Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback, and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe. Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And in my last segment, I was talking to Otto Siegel, who's an author and a coach, about finding your own brilliance. And in this part of the show, I'm going to be interviewing Juliana Rose, who is a woman who founded the Conscious Sexuality and Intimacy to increase public awareness among adults of the health benefits to the body and the spirit of conscious, responsible sex. So we're going to find out a little bit about what conscious, responsible sex is in a moment. First, I want to just let you know that if you want to find out about sacred sexual shamanic practitioners training, you want to get in touch with the International School of Temple Arts. International School of Temple Arts also has a big conference coming up at the end of April, the very last weekend in April in Sedona. If you want to know more about this sexuality conference and about practitioners training, go to schooloftemplearts.com. That's schooloftemplearts.com. Okay, so I said Juliana Rose has founded Conscious Sexuality and Intimacy, and she's here with us. Juliana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, and how I set the show up earlier was saying that you are somebody who has an ample body. You're somebody who's in an ample figure who has learned to love yourself and love your body now. And I said that you are one sexy woman. So I want to know, I promised people that you would share with them how you came to love yourself and your body and how you've allowed yourself to be sexy. And I think it has something to do with having conscious, responsible sex. Does it not?
That's a pretty good connection. Although I think it would take a book and a half to really describe the whole process. It's a lot of small pieces, but I feel like it's come together for me, interestingly, in the second half of my life. Yeah.
That's great. So really, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about how brilliant people struggle with being in school, having, you know, school not interesting them, and how they develop addictions both to food and sex and other things, because they can't find a niche for their geniusness. You know, schools are really about teaching values of society, et cetera, but not really turning people on to their own challenges and the things that would like make them really happy about who they are and what they do in their life. So can you relate to this? Are you somebody who struggled with your body really most of your life until, when you say second half of your life, I'm assuming till around age 50?
Oh, life when you're a spirit, which is what we all are, is a struggle with this body sometimes. But I would say I was probably one of those lucky ones. I'm a farm girl from Nebraska, South Dakota, and I started out in a one-room schoolhouse. I found my salvation through my teachers, actually, and because of reading, because of the ability to read and to see that there was more in the world than my experience. And my experience was a tough one. It was a tough one. I was usually about the heaviest kid in my class, and I was very much experienced the fatty, fatty 2x4 chance and all of that. And that would have been way through middle school even, that I would say I lived with an outside experience that didn't match what I knew about the world through my reading abilities.
Wow.
Is that it?
It must have been horribly painful. I personally can't imagine, and I can only imagine through the experiences of other people that I knew, and knowing you now, I would not. I mean, it would be hard for me to imagine. It's because I feel when you move through a room, from the moment that I met you, you move with grace.
Oh, bless you! Thank you. Thank you.
How did fatty 2x4 turn into a person that moves through space with grace and ease? How you read in books, but then still you're attached to a body. So so when did you start, sloughing off the comments, or because I want people to know, like, you know, I'm sure there are people out there listening who hide. You know, I have friends who, you know, when they make love in the dark. They won't let anyone ever see their stomach, or they put certain fabrics that they drape fabrics
on. Oh, too many beautiful women are making love in the dark then, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, it, it's you know, my particular life is only one, and I understand, you know, everybody has different challenges. And I had a challenge of having to pay a lot of attention to my body because of injuries as well. And that's why I'm so interested in the benefits of health that can be gained by coming to know yourself through your sexuality. I just really feel there's something very central and core that hasn't been identified by science or anyone, well, possibly by you, you know, when you talked about female prostate and all of those things, but that cannot be ignored. An overarching organ that's with us all the time that hasn't really been gotten the attention that it deserves, and that we've had to find, women like myself have had to find accidentally. But I've done medical case management for other people who had broken backs, and then I ended up with a broken back myself at one point in my life.
Right.
So it's so sweet to hear you say that you see me as walking across the room gracefully. My sense is that I'm graceful in water, but it's a lot tougher on land. But there's little things in my life, like maybe the year, I think it was post my first or second child, and I was probably well over 200 pounds, probably like 250 or something like that. And I got invited to take a belly dance class. You know, just that's a piece that had such an effect on me, because within just weeks, my body started changing from those exercises. And then I declared myself as a theater major once. I've got a couple of master's degrees, neither of them in theater, but I can remember a stage movement class that I had that totally helped me start to feel my body. I think that until I fell down those stairs in New York City and broke my back, I believe that I was kind of living outside my body. And yeah. a lot of it was, my consciousness, in other words, wasn't really planted firmly in my physical self.
Yeah.
And it was due to traumas, you know, of various and sundry kinds. We all have carry our wounds from our family experiences, and possibly, you know, those kids calling me names through grade school, all of that.
The names are traumatic. I mean, and certainly mm-hmm. there are people who've been raped or what have you, but there's nothing like falling down and breaking your back if you firmly planted in the body. I just want to go back, because I feel like you the key to unlocking this, you mentioned already. I mean, I don't want to say to people, you know, okay, go out there and break your back so you become embodied. But what I did hear and what you were saying was the movement. You started moving. So you got a belly dance class, and then you took a theater movement class. And I'm talking about you moving mm-hmm. through space. And what I hear in all this is moving. Moving, 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 moving is what
and
gets
feeling, you. And feeling. Yeah. The big thing is feeling.
Yeah.
Opening the cells of your body and really feeling that you're there. I mean, I had a very good counselor at one time, and she talked about many people walking through life with one foot on the other side, because life can be so painful that it's difficult to step fully into your physical body and live it. And so there's always been a spiritual dimension to my dealing with myself being a physical being. There's always been a spiritual dimension to that, and I think I was born with that. My astrological chart says says that I was. Go ahead.
So this is where the aspect of conscious, responsible sex comes in.
That too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because once, you know, some people, through experiences, pain, whatever, all they know in their body is pain. And yet I had a really, I married the first man that I was intimate with, and I was a pretty good little Catholic girl at one time. and unlike all of the forecasts of what sex would be like, I found it to be amazingly wonderful. It just didn't last long enough sometimes and things like that. But I knew that my body was capable of bliss as it was of pain. I've always known that.
Good. We're going to pause there because that's a really important point. And everybody's body is capable of bliss as much as it is of pain. And that's when we come back, we're going to talk about the choice to pursue the choice of going there. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. I'm here with Juliana Rose, who founded Conscious Sexuality and Intimacy, CSI, to increase public awareness of body and spirit conscious, responsible sex. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the choice to have bliss in your life, the choice to have bliss in your body. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now and walk free from emotional baggage.
Well, hello again, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. You are listening to Sex and Happiness, the show. And I'm Laurie Handler, your host. And I want to remind you that you can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. That's Laurie Handler on Twitter or Laurie Handler on Facebook. And you can send me an email if you want to ask any questions about any of my guests, if you want to make suggestions, or just basically send me some fan mail, which you know I love and adore. You can send it to sexandhappiness@gmail.com. I love hearing from you. I love your questions. I love when you tell me that this show has changed your life. That's, of course, what I'm aiming for. So please keep all that communication coming. And I also want to remind you that I want to let you know that you can now download Tantric Tourists on iTunes. My film, the film that I star in where I take people to India, it's now, you can order it at the Facebook page for Tantric Tourists. You can still get a discount on it. And if you want, if you don't want to own the DVD, but you want to download it, you can do that on iTunes. That's Tantric Tourists. So go to iTunes and find it. Juliana, well, before the break, we were talking about how people could choose bliss in their bodies, choose to experience bliss rather than the pain. And that's the part I really want to get to here, because that's the part that's going to give people a takeaway from this show. They're going to be able to know that if you could do it, they could do it. So how can we do it? Well, let's go to this, you were talking about how you got married and sex was blissful and
for a while. I was married at age 18.
How did you discover all this, and then what led you to more, you know?
Well, my injury didn't happen until I was about 32. Mm. And, in the Midwest, they don't believe in the pain pills. They really don't. At that time, I had to, by that time I was divorced. I've actually been divorced now for probably 28 years or so. Gosh, I can do the math then. And sex with partner was very, very few, far between, very rare in those days. I was raising a couple of boys on my own and getting a degree and working a job or two, and was just very busy in spite of this series of back surgeries that I had over about a 6-year period. And how did I ever find it? I found Mantak Chia? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, his book on cultivating
female sexuality.
Right.
Was okay. His really original one. Right. And seemed very odd. You go buy these eggs and da-da-da-da-da-da, work on this, on these exercises. But I went with it, and it really changed my sexual response. It tuned me into the Kegels exercises, which I'd known about, but I hadn't known that you can do them to such a degree that you basically, you know, really sculpt your vaginal muscles. And all of that seemed to be kind of the beginning of realizing what sex physically did. And still, I was always having this almost spiritual dimension to the experience. And I was having, it was sex for one. It was me, myself, and I, you know, for the most part. And I knew that I could short circuit pain with orgasmic sensation.
Thank you. This is so great. Short circuit pain with orgasmic sensation. Read my lips.
Well, this is why one of the things I want to do in terms of conscious sexuality and intimacy is to really encourage research, because I know the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to be too excited about this, but certainly the natural health practitioners should be, that basically our body holds almost all the chemicals that we really need to deal with pain and to deal with healing. And I think my belief is just that it's very connected to that. And the interesting thing, though, is that Laurie, I didn't really have what I would call my awakening to tantric ability or the real meaning of tantric sex until about maybe 3 years ago, 2.5, 3 years ago. And that was, it's a long story. To try to make it short, I would say I ran into a very savvy chiropractor who watched me dance to the blues and said, well, you got some pretty good moves there, Juliana, but this part of your body is not moving at all. And he was talking about the torso, where I was fused L4-5 to S1 with a double set of steel rods, right? And he put me on the table and worked on things to help open it up for energy. I said, well, it's not supposed to move. It's fused, and I'm bionic. My back is fixed because it's fused. But that doesn't mean that energy shouldn't move through it. It doesn't have to bend in order for energy to move through it. And that's why I know absolutely that there's a spiritual dimension to this energetic pulse. And it only took maybe about 3 or 4 weeks, and I had a full Kundalini opening experience and basically full-fledged, full-body orgasm. Not from look, my no hands.
So, I got a couple of questions about that. First of all, one is, did you meet this chiropractor when you were out dancing?
Yes, ma'am. and I went through.
Listen, I had to know that. I mean, you didn't go to the chiropractor's office and he said, okay, put on some music and want to watch you dance. Okay.
Bless his heart. He's a dancer and he loved the blues as much as I did. And I would go to a dance and usually, because I just love to dance, even though I would probably spend 5 or 6 days recuperating from, you know, having maybe bent myself the wrong way. That doesn't happen so much anymore.
That's the point. It's, again, I just have to say, earlier in this, in the last segment, we talked about you moving.
Yes.
And now you're talking about moving and moving energy, because Kundalini awakening is when the energy moves through the body from the bottom to the top spontaneously. That's what you're describing. And you're saying, look, Ma, no hands. You had a full body orgasm.
Without any animal contact.
Yeah, with moving energy. So it's really, the key here is movement. Like, no matter what injuries you had, no matter what your religious upbringing was, no matter kids saying bad things to you about your body size, you were going to move. Yes. And let the vital life force move through you. Yes. I mean, that's, you're clear proof of that, and that's you know, I want other people to know that all they have to do is move. They might just have to put on music and dance solo. You know,
and you know, Lori, you know, it's even deeper than that, because I've dealt with having a lot of surgeries related to my primary sex organs.
That too.
I have had partial and then eventually a full hysterectomy and an ovarectomy, lost my ovaries, went through some really tough times until I got my body, you know, hormonally straightened out from that. And it started because of the back surgery, basically went so deep that I had scar tissue that adhered my cervix and vaginal vault to the bottom of my pelvic floor. I mean, it was, you know, you could read the surgical notes, and it's hairy. I've been blessed with incredibly good doctors who did what they could. But a woman who has gone through those things is left by herself with her body in whatever condition they've left it, you know, for better or for worse. And it's really about taking responsibility for getting, for bringing yourself back together after these things. And yes, movement is huge.
Beautiful. Well, I want to just say, we only have another moment, but I want to just say that I have watched you gracefully move. I've seen men turn on to you. I have experienced, you know, I've been in your presence when that's happened, and I want to let people know that you the prison is in the mind. And the key to letting that prison open is in the body, and is in each and every one of us. And it doesn't matter what body size or what body type or what's happened to your body, which you're proving, what's happened to you, you can have experienced bliss in your body, and you can be sexy and happy and vibrant and alive. And Juliana, you are a walking, dancing, laughing, living example of that. I'm very, very thankful that you were able to join me on the show today.
Thank you. That was a beautiful affirmation for me.
You're welcome. If you want to get in touch with Juliana, she has a great email address. She has a great email handle, Mama Sutra, M-A-M-A Sutra, S-U-T-R-A, .one, you spell out O-N-E, @gmail.com. That's mamasutra.one @gmail.com to find out more about conscious sexuality and intimacy, that her group. Soon, her website, Conscious Sexuality and Intimacy, spelled completely out, consciossexualityandintimacy.com, will be developed. I'm Lori Handlers. I want to let you know again, you can follow me on Twitter or Facebook. You can now get Tantric Tourists. You can download it on iTunes or order it from the Facebook page for Tantric Tourists. And I want to remind you to be with me next week when I'm going to be speaking with somebody, a woman who teaches women of all body sizes how to do cabaret routines and burlesque, the old, beautiful, wonderful kind of striptease that is just not found anymore. She's going to be on talking to us about how she trains women of every size and shape to feel sexy and hot and perform in front of other people. So tune in next time to Sex and Happiness. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-